We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And in the past few years, the real Christmas tree industry has been battling increased interest in artificial trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But for the first time in 15 years, that trend is turning upside down.
Really?
Because now more people appear to be heading out to get fresh-cut evergreens this season, looking for a bright spot in this dark, gloomy hellscape we call
2020. That's right, people.
Aww, that makes sense.
I considered an artificial tree just so I could decorate super early, but I went against it, and I got myself a real one.
Hey, good.
This year, wholesale tree farmers and small cut-your-own lots are reporting very strong demand from customers. In some pick-your-own tree farms, customers had to sneak in well before Thanksgiving to tag their perfect Christmas tree.
Well, you can go in and reserve your tree in some places.
I didn't even know that you could do that.
That's crazy to me.
I know. We got to start going in at like June.
Yeah. The tree's just a little sapling, and I'm tagging this one. Yeah. I know it's going to be abused.
Dibs.
7 years.
Experts say with all the holiday parades and festivals canceled, stir-crazy families are looking for other ways to create special holiday memories.
All right.
It's just that smell. Nothing beats walking into the living room and just smelling that.
I gotta say, though, we still went to Trader Joe's and got ourselves a pine candle. Because,
really?
I mean, the smell lasts for maybe a week, and then it kind of dies off.
That's true.
Text in to 78592. Are you doing a real or a fake tree or no tree this year? What are you doing to celebrate 2020? It's okay.
No,
some Jewish people don't get trees. Okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Jesus,
Alexis. Oh, they must be so sad over there.
You guys still like trees, though, right?
There's a lot of people that don't celebrate Christmas.
Okay, yeah, take back the awe, everyone.
I feel bad for those people. Okay, let's move on to a happy event and get into your shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're drawing one out to see who gets asked the trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Jose is drawing a name out of the bucket because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Brooke, 50 Shades of Wine.
You know it.
All right. Yeah. Brooke's putting on the shock collar while she does that. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
The season of giving is upon us.
Okay. Is that like weird Santa announcement?
It's sexy Santa, Brooke.
Oh.
And just as important as what you get someone is who you get a present for.
Mm.
And a new survey asked thousands of people who they'll be directing their holiday goodness at. Family, of course, was the most popular answer.
Yeah.
But besides those people, those other folks, your family, I need you to tell me in order the next four recipients that most commonly people get gifts for, according to that survey. Was that complicated enough?
No, I got it.
Okay.
The top four people outside of family that you get gifts for.
Awesome. You're listening.
Do you guys normally get gifts for people outside of your family?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey,
oh,
you don't gift anything.
I feel like a really bad person now.
He has an excuse. He's Jewish. He's just like, sorry, I don't celebrate.
Well, I'm sad for the holidays. Why should everybody else be happy?
Okay, so my first thought actually is coworkers.
Oh,
because even though Jeffrey doesn't
call my coworkers.
Yeah,
is that how I sounded?
Yeah,
coworkers. Don't you think?
Like, oh, totally. I always get gifts for you guys. I was gonna say friends. We already said family.
Okay.
But I would say
friends.
The first thing is like I gotta think of.
I definitely am gonna put friends and coworkers on the
teachers.
List. That's what I was gonna go with next, Alexis.
Like buying your teacher's gift.
Oh my gosh! And there's like, I mean, it's a big deal. Now you just put money into a pot, and then everybody gets.
Oh yeah,
one
my
gift
friends that are teachers, they show me what they get, and I'm like, I should go into teaching
just for this,
for the
just for the Christmas time.
Yeah.
Screw being a sugar baby.
Yeah.
Teaching's where it's at.
Yeah, you just got weed.
Let's get the question one more time.
75% of people say they will buy a gift for a family member this season. I asked you to tell me what the next four most common answers were on this survey in order, and I'll gift you a lifeline, Brooke. Ask for a number 1 through 4, and I'll tell you what the answer is behind it.
Before you ask, I have another one I think counts is lovers. He said family. Do they count if it's your husband?
Oh, like boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, like a girlfriend or
like
a boyfriend.
A side piece that's not your husband.
That's why you say lovers.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can't just be like your boyfriend or girlfriend, though?
You can say significant other or lovers.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like lovers, too.
Okay.
That's
an interesting one to guess.
Number four. Tell me number four.
Number four on the list was coworkers.
Okay.
Ooh.
Got it.
She had that written down as number two, I think.
What about people who I just met online?
So you're buying them presents and you don't get us anything.
I'm just saying that would be a nice person to get a gift for the holidays.
Okay.
All That's right, not Jeffrey. What we meant by having an no. online presence.
Oh, I should not be getting them.
No, I think neighbors could be on your list, too. Oh, yeah. Like, I get little things for my neighbors.
How much money do you have to spend on gifts?
It's a lot.
Oh, so much. This isn't even tips. Then you have to tip everybody that you come across for Christmas. Your postman you're supposed to leave a tip for. Your garbage people you're supposed to leave a tip for.
This is why Hanukkah is such a good holiday. Because it's like, you know, just... Everybody's gonna be sad. Just get used to it, and it lasts for a long time.
Okay, I'm gonna go with number one is lovers.
Lovers.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Number two, friends. Number three, teachers. Number four, coworkers.
Let's go.
According to a new survey of 2,000 people, besides family, these are the most common responses when asked, "Who are you buying a gift for this holiday season?" Number four was your lifeline. It was coworkers.
Yay, we got one.
Now I'm going to go one through three.
Okay.
Ooh. Number one, significant others.
Yay.
You got that correct. 54% of people will buy something for their significant other.
Nice.
Number two on the list was friends.
All right.
Yeah.
37% of people would buy a gift for their friend.
Oh, my God.
Come on, teachers.
Here we go.
Number three on the list, 31% of people said they would buy this buy a gift for this person.
What?
Their pet.
I just thought of that. I was like, that would be considered part of the family.
It makes so much sense.
Oh, should count as family,
though. Or lover. No, actually, it shouldn't be a lover.
Yeah, probably not.
No. In some states.
Yeah.
Didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear you sing Little Drummer Boy.
All right.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
Yeah.
Oh, pick it up.
Wow. His gift we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
Oh, no.
No.
To lay before the king, pa.
Ow. Well, that is a remix.
That's the Latin version.
Yeah.
That's your shock collar question of the day. We got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.